Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
As we mentioned earlier this morning, we hear from a lot of tradespeople, especially really early in our 5 a.m. half hour. We talk to a lot of folks who are on the road working and keeping us well supplied and well taken care of. And Don Finn can talk more about that. Good morning, Don. How you doing today?
Bob, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Don is the business manager and financial secretary at IBEW Local 134. Don, before we get into this, explain what IBEW is and who's in that union.
Absolutely. It's the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and we represent all the electricians in Cook County. We have about 12,700 members. We do everything from, you know, what you think is a basic electrician to a lot of manufacturing plants we rep, the cameramen out at the racetracks, all the court reporters are under our roof. So we have a very diverse membership.
Well, you know, everybody's nightmare today is the electricity goes out and we have nothing to do. So thanks for keeping us plugged in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not me. It's our membership. That's for sure. They've been really, really stepping above and beyond during these crazy times.
Talk about that a little bit. How are you guys weathering the economic storm and what are you doing to help your members meet their daily needs?
There were a few different things going on right now. Obviously, our members, we were deemed essential by the governor's office, and we have been out on our construction sites where you see, you know, through the loop, and also all these medical facilities and hospital build-outs throughout the whole state, actually. And, you know, they've worked tirelessly to get these places up and running, to get them safe. So we, God forbid, we need the overflow from the hospitals. We're ready for it. So there's just been great partnership with our Contractors Association and Powering Chicago. But our members have really, really, really stepped up, and I can't thank them enough for what we've done. We have seen a dip in the work, you know, with jobs being shut down, different companies just not doing their build-outs right now for whatever reasons, if they just didn't feel safe or maybe money has been tightening up. But we've seen about an unemployment hit of about 30% of our membership since March 1st.
Yeah, these are tough times, but I know whenever we see on the news something about the Army Corps of Engineers or McCormick Place being converted into a field hospital or pop-up testing sites, in many cases, those are your folks helping accomplish all that, aren't they?
You know, Bob, I'm proud to say in the state of Illinois, they're all our folks. Union labor has done all the build-outs for the medical facilities, and I think that's something we can say that obviously we're not only proud of, but it shows that when the chips are down and they need to get it done, they come to organize labor. So I'm very, very proud, not only of the electricians, you know, especially, but of all of organized labor, the carpenters, everyone who stepped up, the plumbers, everyone who got together, the operators, laborers, and it was no, you know, it wasn't like a heavy lift. Everyone just said, what do we need to get done, and let's move, and we did it. So now we got to make sure that we can keep our members safe, and that's the biggest priority that we have on our hands right now.
Yeah, I know they're going above and beyond in many cases to get, among other things, personal protective equipment like those N95 masks into the hands of first responders. So that's talk about essential. That's it right there, isn't it?
It is. You know, we just started last week getting them out to our members on job sites. But, you know, you got to remember, Bob, we have over 7,000 retirees in the Chicagoland area. So we have gotten them out to our retirees as well. We have, you know, obviously a lot of unemployed apprentices right now. And we put them on the street last week delivering to these people. And you really see what a union is all about when the younger kids are starting to learn and, you know, why we're going to these retirees, because they gave us what we have and they built this place. So that's why we do it.
And on those job sites right now, Don, what's it like? Temperature checks, hand washing stations, what goes on now?
There is a bevy of different things that they have going on in different jobs. We've tried to hold the status quo on most of them, where we have uplifted the hand-washing stations. We've tried the social distancing the best we can. Business manager Sweeney from the operators has worked with all the building trades in only letting certain amount of people, three people, get on a skip. And those skips are on the outside of the buildings carrying construction workers up. So we're not jam-packed in there. And like you said, we've worked with the Contractors Association to make sure that, you know, the porta potty, everything has just been on a grander scale of cleaning and nonstop safety. So we've been very fortunate to say that, you know, we do have members that have come down with the COVID, but in the grand scheme of things, with our guys and girls all out there working, we've been very fortunate so far.
Well, our hats off to IBEW Local 134 and all of the tradespeople helping us out. The union electrical industry is definitely putting the needs of Chicagoland first to ensure that the power stays on and our communities have what they need to end this pandemic. Don, Finn, keep up the good work and say thanks to all the folks for us, will you?
Bob, thank you, and thank you for allowing us to be on this morning. It means a lot to our members, and it means a lot to organized labor. So you stay safe.
Yep. Well, you all mean a lot to us. You stay safe, too. Thanks very much, Don.
Okay, bye now.